Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Professor Rick Garnett from the Notre Dame Law School. He teaches and writes about the freedoms of speech, association, religion, and constitutional law at Notre Dame. Mr. Garnett is widely regarded as one of the major First Amendment scholars. Welcome to Nebraska, Professor.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Today we find ourselves oftentimes in toxic discussions when it comes to public policy and faith and the public square. There is a place for civic discourse and a pluralistic society to be healthy. It's important that the marketplace of ideas have a place to be spoken.
Yeah, I agree entirely. And it's easy to blame everything on Twitter, but in this case, I think it's kind of fair to put a lot of blame on social media, which brings out the worst in people. People can respond too quickly. People don't see who they're talking to. It encourages deliberate inflammatory things in order to get attention. Real dialogue that's aimed towards achieving the common good has to take place in a more humble way, in a way that kind of assumes the best about the people you're talking to, even if you disagree with them, and where the goal is understanding rather than scoring points or getting clicks or likes and so on. And it does seem to me in particular that those of us who profess Christianity should do better at this. I mean, sometimes it's quite striking to me how so many of the debates among Christians in social media is at least as toxic and sometimes more toxic than the stuff you see otherwise. I mean, you know, we're told that by your fruits you will know them, and sometimes I think our fruits aren't looking very good. So we should try to not only do this, but model it. But we won't have much standing to call for civil discourse if we're not civil ourselves.
Totally agree. We ought to be the examples on how to invite civil discourse. Thank you for joining me today, Professor Garnett. Listen in tomorrow as we discuss what the role of government should be when the free exercise of religion is in conflict with the law.